And a beautiful Arizona good morning to you all as we fill up our favorite glass of Dunkin' Donuts coffee and get ready to talk about everything about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Starting off in the garden, as always, we're talking landscape and design. We have Bill Jenkins of Think Green Irrigation with us this morning. Available to take your calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We're also going to have Julie Murphy from the Arizona Farm Bureau. As we're getting close to the Christmas seasons and the holiday seasons and gift-giving time, there's a lot of things in agriculture that make great gift ideas. We're going to be talking about that along with one of the five C's of Arizona, cotton. Yes, cotton, and we're coming up on our final harvest, and there's a lot about cotton that we may not know. So she's going to share some interesting stories and facts about cotton and how it relates to Arizona. We have Jennifer here with us as always.
Good morning.
Good morning. Behind the glass, we have Julia, call screening, ready to take your call at 1-888-767-4348, along with Mike Reisch and Peter Freisatz, pushing all the right buttons. I'm Romy. Our host, Rosie, he's not here. If you follow our of Facebook, social networking, you will know he is on TV this morning. He's been at Channel 3 talking promotional gift ideas, and a lot of the stuff we've been talking about you actually got to see this morning. So he's en route from Channel 3 over to our fly radio headquarters, KTAR. So he'll be joining us here shortly. In the meantime, Bill, beautiful weather.
Oh, yes.
It's not quite that brutal freezing frost.
We're going to be
after the rain and water's kind of evaporated a little bit, so it's a nice chill. It's not a bone-chilling chill. It's just a chilly chill.
Probably, I think I saw high 70s by Monday.
Wow.
So just beautiful weather.
So I can take all my frost cloth off the
Well,
citrus.
There's another storm coming.
Okay.
So you're going to have to pay attention to those freeze warnings. That is something we have to be careful this time of year. You need to protect those delicate plants. And don't forget, with your sprinkler systems, cover those backflow preventers and pipes and valves. No fun to have one of those freeze and break and flood the yard. And it's expensive to fix.
And it's always after the shutoff valve. You
know, of course.
They should put a shutoff valve before the backflow valve.
Well, they do. It's called the water meter.
Yeah.
Well, should you uncover
those
plants in between?
They don't have those on private wells.
That is true, Jennifer. You don't want to leave things covered continuously. But obviously, you need to be paying attention to those freeze warnings. You'll get the National Weather Service will issue those. And just pay attention to your local weather outlet. When you see one coming, be prepared.
Do you have a favorite place you like to track the weather? Because I got bad info the other day, and I missed a covering.
I like to just go straight to the National Weather Service.
Okay.
I think it's pretty informative. It is a lot of information to digest, and you do have to read through and see exactly where those freeze warnings are applicable. But it's a good place to start. And then I'll check the local weather, too, the local weather stations, just to see what, go to KTAR and see what they say.
All right.
And when we're talking backdoor landscape design, this is a perfect entertaining time. We've talked about it over the last couple of weeks, making notes. What are we missing in our backyard? What completes our backyard outdoor living environment?
I find when I have folks over for a gathering, they like to break off into groups. Everyone goes to the kitchen. Well, outside, we have a fire pit area, and that seems to be where everybody wants to gravitate to. And I just get home from work just in time to see a sunset and start a little fire in the fire pit. The outdoor lighting comes up. It lights all the trees up, adds a little ambiance. That is such a relaxing way to spend some time with friends, just sitting around the fire and talking. That's just awesome.
Any restrictions?
I know, yes.
We've got, okay.
Oh, yeah. Always,
there's always the no-burn days
I
in a couple of our counties in Arizona.
You can go to Clean Air Make More, and that will give you the restrictions if there are any. And we
is
always
that
can check
org?
Those. Yes, I believe it does.
Clean
yes.
Air.
Clean Air Make More. It's
makemore.org.
And that will give you the burn restrictions if there are any wood burning restrictions. It's just all about keeping our air clean. So I like to be responsible. But it is really nice to have a little fire in the fire pit and have some friends over.
I haven't seen to date any combination gas and wood burning fire pit, but I mean, both of those are options.
Yes.
I don't think there's any gas burning restrictions per day that I'm aware of.
I have to check into that, but I believe that's just heating. Obviously, if you're going to have gas, it's probably natural gas because you go through a lot of gas with a fire pit. That's a pretty high-use device. That's not just a barbecue. So, but that can be done. You have natural gas. You have propane, obviously wood burning. I am old-fashioned. I prefer a little wood, just a little crackle of the fire and maybe a little smoke.
It's the smell.
Yeah.
Mesquite.
Not too much. But being a landscaper, we always seem to have a pile of wood around from some tree we cut down. So,
In addition to a fire pit or a chimenea, if your backyard room is or area is restricted, what are some other focal points we have outdoors? We talk about exterior lighting.
That, obviously, this time of year just really lets you use your yard so much more. I mean, by the time I get home from work, it's dark half the mm-hmm. time, but I still get the chance to go out in my yard and walk and take a look at things. And just that outdoor lighting just adds an ambiance and adds a whole other dimension to the yard. You get the trees in the distance lit, so your eye goes out to the yard. Soft things in the foreground, color, flowers, have some roses. Just you can do so much with outdoor lighting. It adds so much ambiance. I always make the joke that people are photometrophic. They look to light, so you get a chance to tell people what you want to see in the landscape. And we always say, we don't light the pool equipment.
No
reason for that.
Right. But you can put a switch light over there so you can clean the filter after dark. That is handy. So there's so much you can do with outdoor lighting. I love doing that. It's one of my favorite things of all the things that we do.
And like you'd mentioned, putting all this time into developing an outdoor living space and then getting home this time of the year, it's already dark.
Right.
It's completely useless. Well, not completely useless, but
you get to use that very next difficult dimension in your yard, get a chance to go out in the evening and enjoy it and still get that utility out of the yard and have those little spaces, little intimate spaces to go and a little bit of soft lighting, like to sit and talk to your spouse or just hang out with a good friend and have maybe an adult beverage and relax.
Excellent. Now, in addition to outdoor living spaces, we have a number of different products we've been covering for gift ideas. Some of them are landscape related.
We sure do. We have three things that have really seemed to hit a chord with people. One is the de-weeder, the short-handled de-weeder we love. People have been asking where to get it, and online is the only place I've been able to find it, but it's the claw that you use. It's like a heavy-duty garden
shovel. It's a 5-in-1 tool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can sift with it, you can dig with it, kind of make rows with it. It's really handy. I've loved having mine. So that's one of the things.
And that, what did those run, like $30, I think?
Not even. I think they're like maybe 20.
So. Yeah, well, the one goes for 20, but then when you're online, like, would you like the extended handle one for just $5?
No,
more?
They do not get the extended handle one. It doesn't work well. There's no leverage behind it.
Well, they have it broken into two pieces for packaging, mm-hmm. and the connection fitting on those and the plastic handle they use just are not.
When they
not
use the
great.
Same size claw, so there's no place to put your foot. It just doesn't fly.
The handheld, you
the handheld, I love it. The other thing we have that we actually are going to give away a set of Fisker. One's a lopper, one's a hand
Fisker.
Pruner. Fisker.
That's a brand,
and they're just wonderful. And this one has a power gear. And you can either get the gears to, it gives you leverage. So it's either 3 times the leverage or 4 times the leverage. And I tell you what, when I used to prune those oleanders out back, my neck and my shoulders would hurt so bad. But this has all the leverage you need. You just put them up there and just, just like cutting butter.
It sounds kind of like channel lock trim pruners is what I'm picturing with the adjustable settings.
Mm-hmm, they're great. So if you want to go to the Santa Bag on our website, RosieOnTheHouse.com, and fill out an entry, we'll be picking a winner from anybody who, people who register this hour.
Now, before we carry on with additional product ideas, we were talking earlier, we're giving away pruners, but there's a very limited amount of things you want to be pruning right now.
This is true.
Very true.
Yeah, that was a good heads up from Bill.
we're coming up on roses, of course, if you do have that. We're going to be pruning those here coming up in a couple of weeks and get those ready for a good pruning and clean them up and clean up the center of the bushes and get them ready for spring to bloom. And then obviously our friends over at Integrity Tree Service have a newsletter and a nice list of plants. And Romy, I see you've got that list in front of you, some things that can be pruned this time of year.
Primarily deciduous trees. Mm-hmm. John Eisenhower lists pecans, mm-hmm. mulberries, elms, ash, desert willows, chaste trees, stone fruits, and although not technically deciduous, olive tree is a great time because anyone that has olive trees know they are an extremely messy tree. A lot of fruit drop if they are a fruiting olive. You can't plant a fruiting olive in Maricopa County anymore. I don't know if that's just county or statewide ban, but there's a lot of services that will spray to prevent all this fruiting. Well, if you trim now, there's less to spray, so you got a cheaper spraying application coming up.
I had an olive tree.
You cut it out. You gave it Rosie's chainsaw treatment.
Yes, it's gone.
They're pretty allergic tree, right? They spawn a lot of that.
That is true. And, you know, it's a beautiful Mediterranean-looking tree. It can look fantastic in a lawn. It certainly has its place, but didn't fit into my landscape.
All right.
One final list here before we get to our calls at 1-888-767-4348. If you go to arborday.org, they have a wonderful list, variety of things that you can give as it relates to trees. A lot of things come from trees, coffee beans, chocolate. They've got Arbor Day packages there. You can also have a tree planted in somebody's name.
Yeah, we had done that for Grandpa, for Papa Rosie. And it's just a great, it's close to, to Mama Kay's house, and every season they go out and decorate it for the season. It's just a good way to, you know.
Remember somebody.
Remember.
Outstanding. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. If you'd like to join the conversation, like Lauren, calling from Gilbert. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Very good. Thank you.
I just have a quick question. When we moved into the house, there was a large number of cat claws. We have a very small yard, and they have one planted about every 4 feet along the wall.
Oh, boy.
And I'd like to get rid of them because right about now they look like a giant dead popsicle or lollipop on the stick. So we wanted to plant something that's kind of a hedge type, but it's a very shallow base to work with, about a foot and a half deep. So one of the nurseries in town suggested a green hop seed and just kind of keep it trimmed low and have it bush out. Is that a good plant? And can I plant that now, or do I need to wait till it warms up a little more?
That's Dodonea or hop bush. They are a little bit frost sensitive, so I might wait till the frosts are past. I think maybe waiting a little bit till some of these freezes are over with, unless you want to get them in, but you will have to cover them because they are a little frost sensitive.
Appreciate the call. It's Rosie on the house every Saturday morning.